skated again earlier today, and he's, right now he's still day-to-day.
Changes at
all?
Nope. Well, how much did you wrestle with maybe giving Nikita another chance to play
tonight against? We had a pretty good debate about it, whether or not to have him in the lineup, but we felt that Bobby Butler's worked real hard through training camp as well as into the course of the season, and has developed his game to a point where we felt that the opportunity to play there was Bobby's right now.
Paul, you played Cowan considerable more minutes. I know Poole was out, mm-hmm. but 28 minutes plus. What are you seeing in his game that you trust, especially shorthanded?
Well, I think that's exactly what it is that we trust him. He's come in at training camp and played real well throughout the whole season. And I think you're also right that Kuba being out, forced us to play him, or we put us in a situation where if he was playing well, we could play him well, or play him a lot, sorry, and that the combination of those three factors is why he ended up with those many minutes. And if we can take a few less penalties, he probably would play a few less time.
What aspects of his game have really come along to catch your eye?
I think it's positioning. He's playing real well through the middle of the rink. His stick has gotten better as a defender. And he's a big body, and he plays physical. So when he plays physical in the defensive zone, he's an important player for us.
What can you do about taking fewer penalties? I've been talking to the
player.
Is there anything?
Skate. And the reason why we take penalties is we don't skate when we play defense. We reach. And if you reach, you're going to take penalties. So we have to, again, continue to talk about moving our feet when we play defense.
Well,
now that it's done, we are, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we came out with a better than 500 record, and if you can play 500 or better, or just a bit better on the road, that's good. I mean, a lot of teams would take that, and we're like a lot of teams. We went on a tough part of our schedule with 9 of 11 on the road and came out of it ahead of it, and now we're in a tough part of our schedule because we're playing 10 of the next 10 games in the next 19 days before Christmas, and I think 7 of them are at home. So now we have to make sure that we take care of our knitting here.
Well, what's Foligno showing you in the center of one of your top lines playing that position?
Well, I think he's still a little bit, he's played it in junior, but in junior hockey he was drafted as a center, but he hasn't played a lot of it here in the National Hockey League, and I think that shows sometimes in his positioning and his recognition of what's happening. But for the most part, Nick is doing a good job in that position. And if he can make sure that he distributes the puck to his wingers and gets to the net, continue to work on his face-offs. I think defensively he's done a pretty good job just with the puck, to make sure that he doesn't keep his wingers starving.
People talk about the first game back from a road trip. Has that been the case in your back in your playing career and even now in NFL?
Never in my playing career, no.
No?
Never. I think that there's a precedence for that, obviously, and we're trying to fight against that. When you first come home, you get comfortable, and we want to try to make sure that we're not that tonight, that we're here and ready to play. We feel we've had a couple of days to practice and then today, so we'll see how it is tonight.
Does that have anything to do with lists?
Lists?
Yeah.
Christmas lists?
No,
shopping
lists?
Like honey-do lists?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Why is it different?
I think it's human nature.
Paul, in facing trap or 1-3-1, you worked on some yesterday, played in Washington. What is most important in defeating it?
I think it's patience and execution. The biggest reason why the trap has success is that you try to do things too quickly. And if you do things in a rush and do it in a hurry, you end up making bad passes and you don't execute, and that's what it's designed to, is to create turnovers and transition for the defending team. So if you have patience and you execute, it usually isn't a big issue.
What other challenges does this Tampa team pose you?
Steven Stamkos, Martin St. Louis, Vincent Lecavalier. They're all world-class players. Stamkos is leading the league in scoring, or goal scoring, or tied with it. And we can't take penalties against them. The power play is real good. They have good personnel on it, and we have to make sure we're ready to play.
Is there an update on Peter Regan? Is he coming along?
He's come along as scheduled. So he's practicing. I think he's sometime, I think during this week, he's supposed to join the team in practice and take it from there. But that's his status at this point.
Anything else for Coach? All right, thank you, Paul. They're a team that's, right now, they're struggling.
Well, they may be struggling lately, but they have some dynamic players and some, you know, real dangerous offensive threats, solid goaltending, and some veteran guys. So, you know, we don't take a team like that lightly. And for us, we're coming off the road, and the first game back can be tricky sometimes, so we have to make sure we're focused and ready to go ourselves.
It looks like Philip's going to be a healthy scratch again tonight. From your perspective, what do you think he maybe needs to do better to get a crack here to play consistently?
Well, it's a tough league to play as an offensive guy in, and, you know, coaches make decisions, and, you know, gives Bobby an opportunity now, and he's proven that he can score at this level, and hopefully we can just kind of have a good night tonight and get going. But for Nick, he's trying to work hard, but it's tough to be an offensive player in this league, and he's just trying to work through that.
Overall, Jason, how do you assess where the team stands right now coming off that stretch of 9 road games in town?
Well, as a whole, pretty good. I think we probably could have gotten maybe 2 more points out of that trip in the Dallas game. But as a whole, the trip was fairly successful. If you look at the schedule at the start of the year, that was going to be a period of games that we knew was going to be a tough stretch for us. So to come out of it over 500 was good for us and just put us in a good spot. I don't think we're in a comfortable spot, but we're in a good spot where we can compete. And, this month is going to be a lot of hockey games, a bunch at home, and a month that we should try to take advantage of. The meat of the schedule here.
I think you use the crowd as energy. I think some nights on the road it's tough. You're not getting the last change, and you're playing the other coach getting the matchups he wants, and you don't get that extra jolt from the crowd. So being at home is confines of being in your own house and having your same routine and being at the rink, I think helps out a lot. And, it's just nice, especially after a long stretch of the road. He's skating, you know, as good or, you know, that I've ever seen him skate. Probably he's up and down the ice real, you know, he can get up and down the ice real well right now. I think he's hanging around the net. He's getting a lot of kind of greasy goals in front of the net on tips and rebounds. And, you can tell he's kind of finding those soft spots in the slot. That's why, you know, he's getting the goals he's getting. And also because I think defenders fear, you know, his wide speed, so it's giving him a little more time.
Do you think when you first got here, you felt the pressure of having a 50-goal score that he's, you know, arguably in his spot to replace?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask him, but I think obviously he expects to score goals. He's, you know, he's never been a 50-goal scorer, so I don't think the expectation was for him to be a 50-goal scorer, but I think he expects to score, and I think he expects to contribute offensively. He's gotten off to a great start, and I think I'm sure he's happy with how things are going. It feels like he can keep them going.
Is he underrated is the word? I guess when we don't talk about someone, we always say they're underrated, but is he a guy that people that seem to overlook but does possess a lot of skill offensively?
Yeah, I think his speed is second to none in the league. I think in our room, we know how fast he is and how effective he can be. He's really a guy that can create a lot on his own, you know, and he's got that kind of game breaker speed, and he's had some good finishes early on in the year, and I think he's doing a real good job of hanging around the net and screening and, you know, getting goals off the pads and not everything off the rush. And that's probably why he scored more. He's probably scored just as many goals off the rush, but he's probably scored more goals around the net in those hard areas.